Hey guys, welcome, welcome. This is Bill Rivera, and this is the second first podcast. I'm saying the second one because the first one sucks so bad. I was embarrassed to put it out. So I'm going to use a podcast just to talk about stuff that I normally don't talk about on YouTube. And so what I'm talking about today is how I made the move to San Francisco. And pardon me if you hear noises in the background, I'm putting laundry away. But I have wanted to move to San Francisco ever since I was 14. And, you know, that's a long time. I'm 59 now, so, you know, I'm hitting 60. And I needed something different. And so I used to live in the Bay Area before, but I could not get myself to move. It was just so scary. Yeah, scary. So, as you know, I did have a stroke and I went to Virginia and was in Baltimore. And so the thing that made me realize that I really needed to be here was that when I had a mini stroke last year, I thought I was having a stroke. And my only regret was that I didn't move to San Francisco. So that tells you right there, it has always been something that's, you know, been a part of me. So this year I did something radically different. I went to Australia for Mardi Gras. I went there by myself. And so, you know, I got the tickets, made my Airbnb reservation, and let me tell you, that was scary because I was doing something that was out of my comfort zone, traveling halfway across the world, and I did it to break out of my comfort zone. Because I needed something. So I went to Australia. Went there for Mardi Gras. Had a great time. I went by myself. Had a great time. And I also climbed the Harbour Bridge in Sydney. Look it up on Google. Sydney Bay Harbour Bridge. So it's the height of a 45-story building. And you go all the way to the top. And you start at the ground. And you, on your own power, walk up that entire thing. And it was, oh my gosh, it was incredible. And I highly recommend it to anyone. And so, what I got out of that Australia trip is that, what am I'm at a loss for words. Okay, that going out of the comfort zone is exactly what I needed. And what happened is when I got back from Australia, I went into comfort zone annihilation. I wanted to break everything that was in the comfort zone. So the first thing I did is I got rid of all social media. I kept Facebook because for people at work, but still, I find it very annoying. But what that did, it created so much time. Because I was literally spending hours on the damn phone. And doing nothing. Doing absolutely nothing. So, I did that. And I began to meditate. Started meditating. Started at 5 minutes a day. Got up to 30 minutes a day. And, you know, what can I say? It literally changed my life. And I'm no guru, I'm no spiritual person, I'm not awakened. But what it did was allow me, first of all, to my own self express my desires. And it was during meditation when I got two clear things that came through. Number one is that I am there. I am in San Francisco. The apartment that I will be moving into is waiting for me. The people that I get to meet are waiting for me. And the second thing was to give away all of my furniture. That was brand new. And so I thought, so I made my decision to move to San Francisco. I didn't have a place to live. I had no idea how I would afford it. And, well, I took a gigantic leap of faith and stepped out of my comfort zone. So, my friends, who mean well, my family who means well, no, don't do it, don't, it's a crime infested place, and there's horrible crime, and homeless people, and, so, I was starting to listen to their fear, until one day, somebody asked me, so are you willing to give everything up? You have brand new furniture and just move, not knowing where you're going to go? And I thought about it and I said, yep. So I gave the furniture away. And I was speaking to my friend Leslie, who is one of my closest boos out there. Hey, boo, what's up? And I told her, I have no idea what I'm going to do here. I haven't been able to reach anybody in apartments or nobody. They didn't return emails. They didn't return phone calls. See, what I didn't know is that the San Francisco market is extremely competitive. And there are tons of people looking for apartments. So she said, well, just go on Yelp and look for a rental agency, and then just go with them. The one that has the highest ratings and comments, go with them. So I did. Oh my gosh. Talk about scary. $1,500 worth of scary. That's what it would cost me to get a rental agency. But look at it this way. I gave them everything, a lot of my paperwork. They had everything ready. So what happened was that we scheduled the day and they know exactly what I want. Okay, the way I said, I didn't tell them, you know, don't put me in a bad area. I don't want this. I want that. No, I wanted to focus on what I wanted. So I drew a little circle around the area that I wanted to be in. And they got back to me and told me, well, if you want to be in that area, you're probably going to have to, it'll probably cost you an extra $300 a month just to look in there, you know. And so, oh man, I already had a budget set up. So I said, okay, we'll do that. The day came, we were all over the city. All over in the area that I had highlighted. So it was, we saw 14 apartments and 14, yeah. And then I settled on the fifth one. And throughout the day, my agent, Charity, hi Charity, you are wonderful, was able to keep the owners advised that what the status was. And then when I said, okay, I want this apartment, I got in. And let me tell you, first of all, my apartment is a studio. I'll show it in a video later when I have real furniture. And it is in one of the most desirable neighborhoods in the city. Serious. It is more than I expected. And the great thing is that it is $300 less than I thought it would be. The owner is a retired airline captain. So when he saw that I work for an airline, he's like, "Yeah, come on in." And let me tell you, let me say that this move has been the best thing that I have ever done. You see, it was easy for me to stay in Baltimore because I had a great apartment. And in fact, I had just been approved to move into a luxury high-rise, the great neighborhood, shopping, everything that I would want. But I would have stayed there, even though it was easier, out of fear. Out of fear. So I looked at fear and gave it a swift kick right in the crotch and said, "No, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to try." And just thinking right now that if I had stayed where it was easy, where it was inside my comfort zone, I would not have experience what I'm experiencing now. From my window, I have the most amazing view of the city. I am just, wow, blown away. And another big fear was, how am I gonna get to work? It's gonna cost $60. And this and that, and none of that came true. And so I took a step forward, stepped out of my comfort zone, and here I am making a podcast. And I just want to say that, sometimes in life, change is frightening. Change is super scary. And when I came here, I was still wondering. I don't know. But when I look now, right now I'm looking at Alcatraz Island from my window. It is the, wow. All I can say is that jump out of your comfort zone. If you want to change, if you want your life to be different, then you're going to have to step out and do something about it. Because it won't change itself. The people around you might not like the change in you, but hey, it's your life. We only live once. And I am, not going to play the fear game anymore. So anyway, oh, so much rambling from me. So anyway, okay, this is so I'm gonna say for now goodbye. This is end of the first official podcast to replace the first one that sucks so bad. Okay, guys, Thank you, thank you, thank you. And please subscribe to my podcast and you'll be aware when all the new stuff comes out. All right, guys. Thank you so much.